From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Columbia Board of Public Health unanimously passed a motion yesterday to draft and send a letter about potential solutions to youth e-cigarette use to the Columbia City Council. These solutions range from a ban on all flavored e-cigarettes to raising the age to purchase nicotine-containing products from 18 to 21. Other city and state governments have adopted these policies. According to the Columbia Missourian, the board plans to send the letter before November. Ginny Chadwick, an MU Health Sciences adjunct assistant professor and former Columbia City Council member, spoke to the board about the health risks of vaping. She says the surge in vaping across the country is reversing decades of public health work. E-cigarette usage increased by 78% between 2017 and 2018 among high school students across the country, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Chadwick says it's worrying how these products are promoted. Juul, a popular e-cigarette brand, paid 1,500 smokers to endorse their product on social media. Data released by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation yesterday shows Missouri's obesity rate among people aged 10 to 17 has held steady in recent years. The obesity rate for this age group is 12.5%, or 73,800 people. This is neither an increase nor a decrease, according to the data. Of the 50 states, Missouri ranks 37th highest in the nation for obesity rates in this age group. The data also shows that Black and Hispanic youth are disproportionately affected when compared to white and Asian youth. Black youth have an obesity rate of 22.2% and Hispanic youth a rate of 19%. This is compared to the rate of 11.8% among white youth and 7.3% among Asian youth. According to the Columbia Missourian, Mississippi has the highest rate of youth obesity at 25.4%. Lena Fulham, Director of Nutrition Services for Columbia Public Schools, says this is positive news because obesity must be stopped in order to reverse it. Columbia-born Democrat Judy Baker announced her candidacy yesterday for Missouri's 19th Senate District. The seat is currently held by Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden. Baker is experienced in Missouri state politics. She was the 19th District State Representative from 2005 to 2009. During her time in the House of Representatives, she served as a ranking member of the Budget, Healthcare, and Education Committees. According to the Columbia Missourian, Baker is running because she believes that the district is hungry for new representation. The lower Missouri River will remain high into December because of the large amount of water being released from dams into the river. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from the Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will remain at a level more than twice what is typical for this time of year into mid-December. That amount is 80,000 cubic feet per second. Officials do not expect these high releases to cause significant new flooding along the river, but many levees remain damaged from severe flooding in the spring, allowing floodwaters into many farm fields in rural areas. The amount of rain and melting snow flowing into the river has remained exceptionally high this fall and is expected to continue. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.